Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we have a great show to present to you tonight. Sorry about that. And it is all about your kids, your money, your plans. That's right. The show is all about the kids and helping them to become better financially. We are promoting financial readiness, so we are talking about financial education, taking kids to the next level so that they can be financially smart. Tonight's subject is, it is the time is right, when to talk to kids about money when money is tight. Now, we all know what is going on in this country as well as around the world nowadays about how we need to become more financially savvy, how to do more with less. Is what is the order of the day, unfortunately. But we are going to teach you some really cool things that you can help your kids understand what is going on around them and what's going on in the family economically. So sit back, relax. We have a great show for you this evening. We're going to give you some hot tips. But before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So I'm going to give you the phone number, and the chat room is also open. After our disclaimer, we will start our show.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And like you said, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is all about the kids, your money, your plans. And we are going to be discussing what to do and what to say to your children, talking about money. The time is right when money is tight. How to talk to your kids about money. Everyone in this country and basically around the world, they're feeling the financial crunch, and you're having to do more with less. And we're going to talk about how to involve your children in the process, because we want them to be financially savvy. We want them to be financially educated. And one of the most important things, if they don't learn anything else, is about their finances and how to deal with those issues. And I agree that those issues like that should actually be a part of the school curriculum. And consumer education is vitally important. It's something that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life. So you definitely need to learn that. And they definitely need to know about how to deal with finances at home, because that's one of the things parents usually do not talk to their kids about, money and about household finances and how important it is and how to stretch a dollar. These are all life skills that kids need to know. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on in your household. How are you dealing with the financial crunch? And how are you talking to your children about money, about household finances, about savings, and about how to do more with less? So the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. or you can definitely join me in the chat room. I will be happy to take your comment and or question and read them over the air. And I'm going to take my first call, and I'm going to start with area code 815. How are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Diamond, and how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Did you hear our subject today? It's all about the kids, and we're talking about how to help them become financially savvy and educated, and what to say to your children when money is tight.
Well, I think you should make the children as soon as they can understand it. You should make them aware of where the money's coming from, how much it is, just what a dollar is, and just show them how it breaks down. Well, quarters make a dollar. 10 dimes make a dollar. You know, and just show them how money works and where it goes, and when there is nothing left, there is nothing left.
That is so true. That is definitely true. And, I mean, do you think that today's children, are they really prepared to understand the concept of where the money goes? And where are we going wrong?
I think the problem lies in the fact that, people are parenting younger. The parents are younger. The parents are inexperienced, so they don't have the equipment to say, like, really put the needed information into the child's head. Because we're dealing with a situation today where you've got, I have the foggiest notion of the percentage, but it's outrageously high, where you've got parents that are 14, 15, 16 years older than their oldest child.
That's true.
See, mm-hmm. So you're dealing with a situation where you've got more single parents than you have two parent situations in America today. All of this is constituting some bad news as far as say the dollars and cents of the matter is concerned.
And you're right, that's true.
You have a situation where you have people that have developed a welfare mentality, and you've got the idea that, well, I'm entitled, the government's going has to take care of me. So they've never developed a sense of dollars and cents. You've got a very large number of situations in America today, 3 and 4 generations, single mother head of house.
That is a really bad problem, and you're right.
And they're on public aid. So it's one of those situations where if you're not really working for the money, I think it's very easy to get into a situation where you're not counting it.
Right.
If you're not working for it, you're gonna get into a situation very readily where you are not counting it if you're not working for it.
That's true. Now, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, and we are talking about the kids today. It is your kids, your money, your plans. And we're talking, our subject for this evening is focusing on the time is right when money is tight, how to talk to your kids about money and what's going on in the household, and preparing them for their future so that they can do better than what we're doing. And like I said, the whole country, actually the whole world, is really having to do more with less. And because that is the case, we definitely need to pay more attention to that and actually prepare our kids a lot better than we are. So I want to know from you. I want to hear from our audience. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. 888-484-9343. I'm going to go to area code 773. Thank you for holding, and how are you this evening?
I am wonderful this evening, Diamond. Thank you.
That is so great. Tell me, how are you doing more with less, and what are you saying to the children about what's going on financially with the country, with the world, what's going on in your house? How are you handling the financial crunch?
Well, luckily for my particular family, everything is kind of stable, so we're one of the blessed few. We did have to rearrange some things, especially, again, talk to the kids that you can get all of your needs will be taken care of, but some of those wants definitely, you know, some of those extras definitely have been cut out. And it's not because you did anything or you did anything wrong or, you know, mommy and daddy are mad at you. That has nothing to do with it. You just have to keep some things under control. It's getting colder up here in the upper Midwest part, so we have to prepare for huge gas bills. So that stuff has to get put to the side. So, and the one thing that we did was actually take out some of those money board games. Monopoly is a wonderful game to play with the kids and play with it realistically. So they can actually begin to see exactly what's going on. The new version, especially the new electronic version, has a credit card with it.
Really?
You swipe it. Yes, it's actually quite fun to play. We actually kind of tested one of those out in the store. And so the kids actually have a credit card. So they actually are going through the board, and so depending upon how they spend their money depends upon how they do their property, how much income they have, and this is theirs. This has nothing to do with yours. And so, again, it shows them how you can either wind up being a pauper or wind up being a millionaire or more. So, again.
Oh, I love that. I love it. That is great.
Yes, so they actually updated it again, and I always love Monopoly to play. And they actually have other board games there. You know, again, just go to Toys R Us or any of those, and they actually have board games, family board games. One, get you a chance to sit down with your kids and explain some things as you go along. And two, it's family time, because we always have family board night, which was usually Friday night, so that was pizza night, movie night, and board game night. So, that gave us time to all kind of get together and wind down the week. So, I mean, that's a really nice suggestion and a way to do it. But, one, like I said, be honest with the kids. They know something's going on when they see mommy and daddy trying to sit there and or mom or whoever sitting there trying to figure out how may X, Y work. So, I mean, they understand. Before I could get this, and now you're telling me no. So please explain to your children. So they do not think that you are mad at them or they've done something wrong, that it's not that. It's really what happened. It's what's going on.
And you know, and unfortunately, a lot of people, basically everybody, has had to cut back on a lot of the wants. And, you know, like you said, getting back to the basics, going back to playing those board games and teaching, you know, just consumer math and economics on the home level is very important, because when you do that, it does prepare them for life. One of the suggestions that I just got from someone that just texted me, and they said, you know, we need to sit down and actually plan our vacations and plan everything with our children so that is a good way for them to learn. And you're right. If we take the time to not just plan everything for them and to include them in the process, that will definitely help them, because when the whole purpose is we want them to grow up and we want them to leave the nest. And if we don't prepare them just because they become 18 or 21, does it not mean that they are actually prepared for life? If they never did any of those things, how come after a birth date, is that automatically the magic wand is going to be waved and boom, you have everything that you need and you're completely prepared? The only way to prepare for something is to actually do it. And we do need to prepare them a lot better than what we had been in the past. And even though these children are exposed to a whole lot more, a whole lot faster, and yes, they have electronics and the internet and all of these things are accessible to them. But if you're not actively parenting them on all aspects, then you're not going to get the quality, you know, outcome from it. If you don't put anything in it, you won't get anything out of it. So if you don't give them the things that they need, then they won't just mysteriously all of a sudden just get it. So, you know, that was a great suggestion. Like you said, go back to playing the board games. I got someone else in the chat room. They just said, how about taking the kids and making the grocery list, letting them know how much you have to spend and cutting coupons. You're right. That is a big thing. You know, we need to go back to the coupon thing, and that's the beautiful thing. You can save a lot of money that way. You know, and you can actually make it a game. Each, you know, give each kid the grocery list and let them go into the store, and the kid that finds the most bargains, they get a treat. I think that's a great idea. Thanks a lot for that one. That's a great one. So if you'd like to join us in a conversation about how we can help our kids learn great, valuable life lessons that's going to prepare them, and also how to talk to your kids when money is tight and prepare them for the financial situation in the family, you can give us a call right now. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343, or you can definitely join us in the chat room because I will definitely take your comment and or question and read it over the air. And I'm going to give 815 another opportunity to join in the conversation. And I want to ask
Hello,
you.
Hello, Diamond.
Hi, I want to ask you a question. When making any major purchases for the family, do you think the kids should be involved in that, or do you think that that's just an adult thing?
No, the kids, they should be involved. Okay, an automobile. That's one of the most expensive things you'll end up, one of the most expensive things you'll go into. They should be taken along. And a lot of times they'll say, well, we'll just leave the girls at home because that's a guy thing. Everybody should go.
I agree.
Right. Everybody should go. And you're looking at homes, you're looking for another apartment. Hey, everybody should go.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity. Like you said, they get to understand and learn the whole process. When you go and you're looking for a car, how to shop online, how to shop around, how do you know that you're getting the best deal? You know, they need to know that. You know, they need to understand that Consumer Report is there for a reason and that you do need to get that information so that you can, bargain and get the best bargain. You know, you can actually haggle them down.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you go, and you do need to do that. So why should you pay more because you did not come prepared? And that's something, that's a skill that kids definitely need to learn about. I agree with you. That is a really, really good idea. When it comes to vacations, the other caller, 312, was talking about that. I got someone else in the chat room, and they asked a good question. When my child is looking to go to college, how do I bring up the subject of out of state school versus in state schools, and how do we go about explaining to them the difference? And although we want to support them in their education, we also need to think about what's in our wallet. You're right. That's a conversation that although they desire to go to a particular college, and of course when you choose the school yourself, and that's somewhere where you want to go, 9 times out of 10, you might do better, but you do need to let them know that if you as a parent are going to take part in paying for their education, that you do need to sit down with them and explain to them the financial responsibility, especially with these student loans, because you can't get away from that. You know, you can't file bankruptcy against your student loans. So you got to keep that in mind, being able to afford higher education. And unfortunately, nowadays, in order to get a good job, you do have to have a degree. It didn't used to be like that, but now, you know, they're requiring more. It's more of a weeding out process, and 9 times out of 10, a lot of people have degrees and not even working in the field in which they have their degree. But the mere fact that the employer requires them to have that piece of paper have eliminated a lot of people. And then having to be able to pay for that 6 months after graduation, unless you get it deferred, you know, and you have to make sure that you're standing on top of that, make sure that you're meeting with the advisors in high school, talk to them about choosing the right options for your family, and also talk to the university or college about those options. I'm going to open up the phone lines once again, as well as the chat room. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about your kids, your money, and your plans. How to talk to kids about money when money is tight is what we're discussing this evening. The subject that's on the table now is how to talk to your teenager who's getting ready to go to college about financial aid and about in-state schools versus out-of-state schools. I want to open up the phone lines and let you call in and let me know your opinion about those things. Area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to go to area code 773 once again. I don't know about the kids in your household or if you all had to talk about that. You know, what are your opinions about what's going on financially when it comes to financial aid and preparing your teens, if they're juniors or seniors, for that transition on going to college and the options and what you should and should not do in regards to your financial aid?
The wonderful thing, we have a 21-year-old. So, you know, I will tell anyone that's still young. That's still a grown child. So I, you know, will tell anybody, keep that in mind. We gave him the option, always given him the option of going to college. He knew he was going to college when he was two years old. Things had happened again. We had to cut back on some things. So we informed him that we wouldn't mind paying for every other semester, depending on where he was going. He was able to get a full scholarship to Indiana, University of Indiana, Purdue, but he didn't want to go there. So he wanted to go to University of Illinois. And so since he's the one that had to make the choice, you know, he's got to go to class. We said fine. So decided he wanted to skip. When you skip one semester and don't go, well, again, you have trouble getting back into the swing of things. So suffice to say, we had a little tiff and problem with him with that. So he decided to work full-time for the Park District. He's doing quite well with the Park District, but that is not going to be his life, and he knows it, because now he's getting tired of it. So sometimes you really do have to let the kids do what it's their life, and as parents we need to let them understand. We need to understand that there are some things we have to let them do themselves until they want to do that what needs to be done. Yes, it did bother both of us. We won't say that it didn't. But he came to us and said, I want to go back to school because I can't live like this. I'm working 8, 9, and 10 hours, and I'm only making $10 an hour, and this is ridiculous. Oh, well, we tried to tell you that before, but okay, no problem. Now he's running and already running to get the application done so he can go back to school in January.
Well, that's great.
So,
but, I mean, like you said, and I don't know why, unfortunately, a lot of parents think that 18 and 21 is a magic number, and all of a sudden your young adult, which is really an old child, is supposed to magically know everything that they're supposed to do and be, and this, that is not how it works.
No, definitely
not. You know, it doesn't work that way. You're not, you know, you're not prepared, and you won't be prepared instantly if you weren't taught those values, if you weren't taunt the potential of, you know, the potential that you may have, or the, you know, the importance of saving, the importance of preparing for college. And see, a lot of parents don't, they wait until junior year, high school, and go, oh, well, yeah, that college thing, yeah, well, you know what, I didn't go, so, you know, you're on your own, you have to do it yourself. And if you find that you're in a situation where you're going to have, you know, you have not prepared for your kids to go, then there are options, because you do not want to cut them off at a sense where they won't have a fighting chance out here. It's not, like I said, it's not like it used to be. A long time ago, you could go and get a decent job without having a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're using the degree as a filter so that it can eliminate people. And they do that on purpose. So you have to arm your kids with as many options as possible. And sometimes they may not be able to go to the school that they want to go to at first. They may have to start off at a junior college. They may have to go, if they are going to be able to go to the school that they want to go to, they may not be able to go full-time. They may have to go to school and go to work in order to make it happen. You know, and keep in mind that when you do, and if you have to get a student loan, and if you have to do that, that you sit down with not only the financial aid advisor, but you need to sit down with your bank. Sit down with the credit union. Find out all of your options. Before you even go that route, look for scholarships. Find out everything that you possibly can do so that you can go in well informed about the decision. And don't just passively work with your kids on it and expect them to be able to do it by themselves. They need you to still be their parent. They need you to go in and talk to the advisor. They need you. They need you at that point, and you still need to parent them. Although they are just old children, they're older, they're bigger, they have bigger bodies, but they still are not developed enough to be able to make those decisions on their own. Do not allow them to make a bad choice that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives because they did not get that right loan, because they didn't take the opportunity to sit down with an advisor, and you did not know to do that as well. You didn't talk to the advisors at their high school. You could have done when they were a junior. You could have actually started talking to the advisors when they're freshmen in high school about, okay, my child is only going to be at this educational institution for 4 years. If those 4 years go back, they go by really quickly. So if that is the case, what is the plan? What is my exit strategy for my child? When should we start looking for schools? And if your kids' grades are not the best, when do I need to start helping them get into some kind of tutoring program that will ensure them the preparations for college? Is there a summer program? Is there a Saturday program? Be actively parenting your teen. That is important. Just because they're a teen does not mean that they don't need you. They need you more. You wouldn't leave your toddler along and alone to fend for themselves. Don't let your teen fend for themselves.
Oh, but Yon, they actually, I trust the toddler more than the teen.
Actually, you're right. You are right.
Hey, Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question about this thing of, okay, with the like kids saying, well, they want to go to a particular school. Okay. Now, the understanding I have of it is a lot of times kids will say, well, oh, I want to go to X university. Why? Well, so-and-so and so-and-so are going there. What do you mean? Why university has all the things that you say you want that will put you in the position to go where you say you want to go? So why you want to go over to Y? I mean X.
And it's because their friends are going.
Right,
and
see, a lot, and quite often that is what happens. And I don't think it comes up enough is to saying like, okay, because I'm quite aware of the fact that all of the schools do not have the same curriculum, and even if they do, they're stronger in other areas than others.
That is correct.
Okay, like if you wanted to go into, say, like pharmaceuticals or something like that, there are schools that would say like, hey, they have a better curriculum for that than other schools.
That is correct.
So that would be an argument for, say, like going to that school. There might be a college that's right there, not all that far from you, and the kids are saying, okay, I want to go cross country to another school, and for what?
And that's the thing. That's where active parenting, being proactive, being a parent to your teen, and that's why it is important that you help them make those life decisions. Because a lot of times, just like let's even go back a little further and say even with going from eighth grade to high school, a lot of kids choose a high school based on where their friends are going. Unless you're forced to go to a neighborhood school. But if you're not forced to go to a neighborhood school, then you are basically a lot of the preteens, well, yeah, at that point you are a teen and you're 13 years old, you're making choices on where you're going to go to school based on where your friends are going to go to school. And actually what you need to do as parents is to really look at, do you realize where you choose to go to high school does determine your opportunities to go to college. So you need to be even more proactive even from the middle school level in choosing the right high school to ensure those opportunities for college are there. Because just like you said, some schools are better than other schools depending on what it is that you want to be, as they say, when you grow up. So encouraging your child to take an active role in the decision, because you don't want to make all of the decisions for them. And what you need to do in the case, I think your question was, is what do you do in that situation? You go and you allow your children to go to both higher education facilities. You go to both colleges, go to those open houses, talk to the students, talk to the advisors, talk to the head of the department in which your child, the degree that they're trying to get into at both places. And then that way they can see and make a good, conscious, cognitive choice. Not just because Johnny and Susie and Sam are going, that's not good enough. Because, you know, those people are not going to be able to be with you when you're getting ready to be out on your own. They're not going to be with you when you go and look for your job and get that career. So you have to explain those things to them, but you have to actively parent them. You cannot just magically leave them on their own and just expect everything to happen. That would be just like a person has a handful of seeds and they're just throwing them out and hope for the best. If you're trying to plant an apple tree, you're not going to go and throw the seeds on concrete and expect anything to grow from it. So don't do your children like that. If you want them to be to come out as in a great situation, you have to help guide them and help plant the seed in fertile ground so that they can have a promising future. And that's what you need to do. You need to be able to, you know, even though they may want to go to X, and you know that Y may be better for them, you need to let them see X and Y at the same time and be able to see the pros and the cons of each. And also on the financial sense of it, if X is a good school and it costs less and you can get more out of it for less, then you should do that. But just because another school who may offer the same thing and one may be higher than the other, If the higher tuition school is going to give you what you need, then you need to go where you can get what you need. Because sometimes you can't look at the cost factor. Sometimes you just need to go where you know you can get the best quality. You know, cheap does not always mean good. Just like most expensive does not always mean good either. So you can get the same education for cheaper price. You go where you can get the best of the best for the price. And that's what's most important. I hope I answered your question.
Oh, yes.
You know, but here again, like I said, they're children, and we have to remember that they are children. And even though they may want what they want, we still have to be their parents. And that's what's most important. You still have to actively parent your teen. And keep in mind, parents, that you do, you know, you're going to make mistakes and you're learning just like they're learning, but you got to be proactive and get more people involved in helping your kid make a great decision, especially when it comes to their education. And let them be a part of the process. And do that early, just like, you know, you want them to be actively making the decision of where they're going to go to high school. Be there with them. Go to the open houses. Go to a lot of them. It may be a chore to do so, but we're talking about an investment in your kids. Is an investment actually in your future. Not just their future, but your future too. You know, you got to look at if you have paved the way correct for them, then that means that they're going to be able to pave the way correctly for their children. And you need to do that because we're talking about our future. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit scared when I look at the just generation as a whole and the fact that they're really not prepared. And these are the kids that are going to be taking care of me when I get older. I'm afraid. As a country, I'm afraid for, you know, who's going to be running our country when I become 65, 75. You know, we're living a lot longer these days. So are we really preparing these kids for that? And, you know, I don't think that we're doing a very good job, and this is where education is everything. And, you know, it's priceless. The value system that you teach your children today about money, finance, and budgeting is something that they will take with them for the rest of their lives. And that's something that they need. You do need to sit, you know, take them with you to the bank. Have them talk to the banker. Open up their own account. These things are important. Explain to them what to do with a credit card, how it works, and how the fact that a credit does not mean money. It's not. You know, and giving them those values to understand that you have to pay your bills and why that is important. So, you know, we're going to talk about more about this in, you know, weeks to come on this show. And I want to thank all of you all for joining me tonight for your kids, your money, your plans. And we're going to talk more in detail next week about really how to deal with getting your kids prepared for school. You know, school has just started for a lot of us, but, you know, you're in those critical years. If you have a seventh grader or an eighth grader, those are two critical age groups right there in school. And if you have a junior and a senior in high school, those are two critical ages and grades there, as well as a junior and senior in college. You know, if you happen to be one of those parents and have any of those types of age groups and grades in your household, we're going to go into deep detail on what you can do to prepare your kids and yourself for their future. But I want to thank all of you all. You can always go to our website. I encourage you to do so. And our topic tonight will be on the website. You can always listen to us in the archives if you missed the show and you're listening to us in podcasts. I want to thank you also. You can email us at show, at secureyourlife.net. That is show, show, at secure, the word your, your. And we always spell life on this show, life.net. So that's show at secureyourlife.net if you'd like to email us. You can also, we're on Twitter. And that's Twitter at Secure Your Life. We're also on Facebook at Facebook at Secure Your Life. So please join us for tomorrow when we have Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty. And I'm just so happy about our new season and our new shows. And I want to thank all of you all for joining us. But before I go, I want to tell you about the special event that we are giving on our show for our ladies. This time it's for the ladies, but if you are a man and you have a special, every man has a special lady in their life, whether it's your mother, your sister, your daughter, or a significant other. This opportunity to show them how much you appreciate them, we are having a women's empowerment spa retreat getaway. If you are in the Chicagoland area around the Midwestern states, you're not going to want to miss this event. This is a must come to. November 18th through the 20th is the Women's Empowerment Getaway. We're going to be at the Hilton Indian Lake Resort, and you can register for that event by going to our website, and that would be secureyourlife.net. Look for the event page where it says Women's Spa Retreat Getaway. Click on that and register. So, again, that is secureyourlife.net. And secureyour, life is life.net. So that's secureyourlife.net. Look for the Women's Spa Retreat Getaway. Click on that, register. And if you're a man, register your sweetheart, your sister, your daughter, because they deserve it, and you know they do. And don't worry, fellas, I have something special for you coming in the next year. 2012 is going to be great for you, too. So I got that's coming up, and we'll announce that at a later date. But right now I'm going to say good night to all of you all. Thank you for joining me for another great show on Secure Your Life. Until tomorrow, when we're going to have Dollar Diva and her bargain bettings giving you the best and greatest savings anywhere money can buy and where you shop. We're going to help you find the great giveaways, freebies, and coupons, all up-to-date news, and I can't wait till tomorrow. But until then, thank you again. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond. Bye.
I'm balance my ass. I'm focused on cash. I'm thinking fast.